Hello, all of you, I think, already know me, James Munro, and here's my testimony. I hope it's a blessing. Yep. From a young age, my parents have brought me up, teaching me the Word of God, and at age 9, when I showed understanding of what God had done for me, my dad led me to Christ back at our home in Sydney. And I was homeschooled for most of my years, and then we did a lot of moving around. We moved over to Perth, where we got involved in the AEF, the Aboriginal Evangelical Fellowship. And through them, we did a bit of moving around. We went up north for a few years to take care of a Bible college as it was being sold. And in that time, my little sister passed away. And through her death, I could see God's hand on our family and in the way that he encouraged us and helped us. And through her death, I saw a lot of people who were encouraged and helped through that. And then, yeah, it was a blessing. And then later on, a couple of years later, we travelled overseas for 8 months throughout Southeast Asia. And we got to see a lot of different cultures and the different religions and the commitment these people had to their gods and seeing things like people whispering in cows' ears, praying to cows. It showed me that these people have this commitment to their gods. Why wouldn't I have as much or more to a true and living God, the one I know about? And that encouraged me to have that commitment to my God. And then in 2006, a few months after we got back, we moved over to Newcastle here and started going to the local school, made a bunch of friends, and none of them were Christians. And I started to try and fit in and be accepted, and I didn't turn my back on God, but I wasn't living for him. I was trying to have fun, just every spare moment I was just trying to find, well, what can I do next? And I still love God, but yeah, I wasn't really walking for him. And then I've been to a few churches here and there, and they've been good, but we never really settled in a church. And then my family and I heard about this church starting up here in Newcastle and started attending. It was really good. I seemed to get something from all the messages, and it was really convicting me in the way I was living, and started going to Bible study. And then we were going over the topic of baptism, and Pastor Charlie was challenging me too, and my parents all my life have challenged me and encouraged me in baptism, but always wanted me to get to that point of that decision and that recognizing I need that by myself. So then we were going through the topic of baptism, and it was really challenging for me. And I know, and I've been told my whole life, I know that as Christians we should be baptized and we should follow the Lord in this. In Matthew 28:19-20, Jesus told his disciples, "Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all these things whatsoever I commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world." And then in John 14:15, Jesus says, "If you love me, you'll keep my commandments." Because we moved around a lot and was never really settled in a church, at first I didn't get baptized because of that. But then later on, for the last few years, I've just been too embarrassed or scared of what people would think of me to get up here and to be baptized. And God's just been challenging me lately to follow him in that. And as Christians, we should want to please God. In Matthew 3:16-17, it says, "And Jesus, when he was baptized, went up straightway out of the water, and lo, the heavens were opened and unto him, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and lighting upon him, and lo, a voice from heaven saying, 'This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased.'" And reading this, seeing that God was pleased that Jesus, his own Son, was baptized, then I know that if I'm baptized, it's pleasing him also. And I want to follow the Lord in this. So, yeah. Thank you.